We are calling to order the September 12, 2016 business meeting of the Board of Education. Would you please rise and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance? Fourth Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number four, approval of minutes of the regular business meeting of August 29th, 2016. Do I have a motion? Mr. Bensavenga, seconded by Mrs. Panay. All those in favor of approving the minutes of the regular business meeting of August 29th, 2016? Motion carries. Item number five, approval of the internal claims audit report for July 2016. Do I have a motion? Mrs. Offbacher, seconded by Mrs. DeLerba. All those in favor of approving the internal claims audit report for July 2016? Motion carries. Item number six, the superintendent's report. Mrs. Rossi.
Okay, welcome everybody. Thank you for being here tonight. I want to mention we had a terrific opening of all schools last week. We were so excited to see the students back, as well as our wonderful staff. The week kicked off with a general session at Babylon Elementary School for the first time because Roe Hall is still in the process of, you know, finishing with renovation. We welcomed every employee back. Compliments of the beautiful lunch from the BTA. I want to thank them. But the day was spent with professional development opportunities such as e-school gradebook training for grade 7th and 12 through 12 teaching staff, an array of compliance trainings for our aides and monitors, and time for faculty discussions. Students came back the next day, Wednesday, September 7th. My team at Central Office and I spent much of the day visiting the schools, welcoming back the kids. Principals were around and visible. It was just a great day. It was really great to see the kids thrilled to be back in school. So we welcomed them back. I also sent home last week a September update to all families regarding our first days back, which can be found in the virtual backpack. The district also recognized National Patriot Day on Friday, September 9th. Since the National Day of Remembrance fell on the weekend this year, September 11th was a Sunday. But just know that we encouraged all students and staff to wear red, white, and blue as we honored the day. And we used it to recognize our local and national heroes, patriots, and civic members in our community. There were age-appropriate stories for the little ones and discussions here at the junior senior high school about 9/11, and it was just a really nice day to commemorate 9/11, which I think is, you know, important that we do. Like every year, we embrace new goals as well as advance the continued work on our long-term goals. With that, the past summer, the board, along with our leadership team, got together. We assessed the status of our goals from last year, as well as defined goals to move us forward as a district. During the next couple of weeks, we now work with representatives from our stakeholder groups. I will be reaching out to you very shortly as we come together and we take those goals and we turn them into action items. And I need a lot of good school community participation with this. And it's really what we concentrate on every year to spur continuing advancement. We have to evaluate what we have, determine what we can do to improve, and then identify what we need to make those improvements. And that's how we really excel as a school district. So in October, probably the late October meeting, we will be presenting on those goals and action items at the board meeting, and also celebrating the great successes that we can from last year. I will let Mr. Bensavenga talk about the facilities update, so I will skip that. But I do want to mention the schools have hydration stations in them this year. They have been a huge hit with all of the kids at all three buildings. The students here in the high school, we have the student council that will be helping us on a jingle. they're gung-ho in that kind of promotion of the hydration stations. I go through the halls and I see the kids filling up their water bottles 2-3 times a day. So it's great. Let's talk a little bit about busing. I'd love to thank all of our wonderful parents, whether you're here tonight or we're not here. Parents have been amazingly patient and cooperative regarding the transportation of the first few days of school. I'm happy to report ridership is up in all K through 6 buildings. It's more up than we anticipated. So we are really backtracking. We are adding a new bus as of tomorrow, and we're very happy. We actually added two buses. Over the summer, we added the red bus, and tomorrow we're adding the purple bus to the fleet. So all those parents who are going now on the purple bus have been contacted over the weekend, and the good thing is ridership is up, which was the goal for this procedure. I've been observing buses along with our principals. They're filled, full, but not overly filled according to numbers, even though they look filled. But with the additional bus, it will be even much better. The kids are riding the buses nicely, right, principals? I was very impressed with the behavior. Excellent. But I do want to thank Mrs. Bustamante in our transportation department, who is our facilitator between the district and the bus company, John Bosch. She has been diligently working, to tweak things out. This happens every year. It takes 2 weeks, really, to really get the tweaks and kinks out of the busing system. This is nothing unusual. Sometimes principals start their release in the first week of school much earlier than dismissal time starts because they have systems. They have babies in their buildings. They have to get used to lining up, right? Getting used to routines. As we go through the next couple of weeks, those minutes inch closer to closer, and all of a sudden, right, it's nice and smooth. So once we get through the first couple of weeks, every system falls into place and routines really become settled. So I want to thank everybody for your ongoing cooperation. I think it's what makes Babylon such a special place. Also last week, I sent home a letter regarding water quality testing. For those of you who didn't see it, it's on the district website. We jumped ahead of what we had to do. You're hearing a lot of districts have not done water quality testing. Well, we did. We did it before the state put it as a mandate, and we're very glad we did. We did it over the summer. We tested 277. We tested every single fountain, sink, you name it. Every single water outlet throughout the district was tested, and it was our intention to get out in front of it. We're pleased to report that water quality results are in compliance with EPA recommendations. You can refer to the letter that's online right now. It's in the virtual backpack. It was also emailed to all families. I think that went out on Thursday. But we're real happy that we did that. And that is another mandate that schools will have to do now every 5 years. And we took the results of the report, and we continue to be even more proactive in addressing some of the old building faucets. You know, we're taking the opportunity to just refurbish where we can. I want to bring up one last thing. Homecoming will be celebrated Saturday, October 15th. It's going to be a wonderful community event. You'll be hearing a lot more about it. The kids, especially in this building, will be participating as musicians, as student council. We have the Booster Club doing a lot. We're trying to bring out the whole Babylon community and alumni to homecoming this year. So we're very excited about that. Right, Mr. Cerrone? And he'll be leading the charge. A lot of events coming up in September. I'm not going to read the whole calendar, but we have Meet the Teacher Nights coming up. Lots of events. Family breakfast at the elementary school. PTSA, PTA and SEPTA meeting next Tuesday night, the 20th at 7 p.m., I will be speaking. I speak every year at their first meeting. And also, coffee with the superintendent, date has changed. We have that online also. It's going to be Wednesday, September 28th, 9 a.m. at the elementary school. And that's a great day. So I welcome you all to drop down. That's it.
Okay, thank you. I would just like to add on, please convey to Mrs. Bustamante from the board on the board's behalf. And we really thank her for her commitment and her dedication to making this transition to the new service as seamless as possible. I mean, I know she's put in a lot of hours. Thank you.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to item number 7, committee reports. We're going to start with Mrs. Panay and audit.
Okay, we are going to meet next Monday, which is September 19th at 5:30. And again, at that point in time, we'll be reviewing the draft key control areas. And as I mentioned before, that includes extracurricular activity funds, disaster recovery, home teaching, payroll disbursements, and purchasing.
Okay, thank you. Mrs. Joris, finance?
Finance committee doesn't meet until January 2nd.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Ben Savenga, buildings and grounds.
Thank you. School started and the summer work is basically done with the exception of Roll Hall. There's punch list stuff that is being finished up now in some of the classrooms, but if you haven't had a chance or come down and meet the, not the parents, but back to school night and take a look at it, because they really did some job. It really is... It's very impressive. The robo work continues. Hopefully, that'll be done toward about the end of the month, early September, early October, I think, right? Yeah. And then we're getting ready to put the bid out for the next phase of work. Hopefully, we'll get them out within the next month or so. That'll handle the next 30% of the work. After work is done already, the next 30% is coming up, and then we'll finish it up after that. So it's a very exciting time, and the response so far has been terrific on the work that's been done in the biology room, the home and careers room. I think the little theater still has some work to do. There's all sorts of discussion. Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, that's kind of where we are. So we are meeting next week, buildings and grounds. Next Monday night, and everybody's welcome, as always. Please come down and learn some more about the next phase of the bond project and all the stuff that's going on in the school. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Montalto, technology.
We have our technology meeting on Tuesday, September 20th at 3 p.m.
Okay. Thank you. Mrs. DeLerba, curriculum?
Our first meeting will be next Monday at 3.
And this is all back for policy.
We had our policy meeting on Thursday, and it was a very brief meeting. We looked at four policies, 5300, which is one we amended last spring, I believe, of student searches and interrogations. Didn't need any changes. We had met what the guidelines set down. We have two policies at the attorney right now, waiting for approval, parent and family engagement, and homeless children. And we updated policy 8130, school safety plans and teams. And all that needs to be updated was changing language to things like building emergency plans to safety plans. So it was just a verbiage change. And those policies will be up for adoption in October.
Okay, thank you.
We adopted the building safety plans and district safety plans.
Yes.
Sorry, I apologize.
Okay, fantastic. Any questions for committee members from other board members? All right, so that brings us to item 8, board agenda items. We have 10 items on the agenda this evening. So if there are any questions from visitors on any of those 10 items, please approach the podium and state your name.
I have an item on my agenda that I would like to
put. Okay, there's a spot for that, but for right now it's just for the first 10, so thank you. Any questions on the 10 agenda items? Okay, hearing no questions, board discussion on any of the 10 agenda items.
Yeah, how do you want to handle the donation?
We'll do the omnibus, and then Mrs. Rossi will tell us a little bit about the donation.
All right, great.
I have just two qualifications on the casual appointments.
Yes.
The Battle Express, is that the Cordettes?
Yes.
Okay. And on Secretary Treasurer Athletic Association, what is that?
Where are you?
The second to last on the list of those categories.
Okay.
Because I don't remember seeing the past. I'm sure it might have been ever this.
What is that?
Awkwardly.
What? We're getting you an answer, Mrs. Joris.
It's always been, right? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That has always been there.
Okay.
It's in the contract.
Okay.
And that's not new, just in case you were wondering.
What is
Do we know what it is?
May we defer to the athletic director?
Mr. Andrews really manages all the athletic awards, so he collates all the awards, coordinates all the letters they get, the pins, the certificates.
Okay.
That's something that's been long-standing, I would say. He's been doing it for upwards of 30 years.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Jones. Any other questions from the board? Okay, hearing no questions. So I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 10 on the business agenda. Mrs. Jores, seconded by Mrs. Altbacher. All those in favor of the omnibus motion? Okay. So I have a motion to approve items 1 through 10 on the business agenda. Mr. Montalto, seconded by Mr. Bensavenga. All those in favor of approving items 1 through 10? Motion carries. Okay. Mrs. Rossi.
Yes, I would like to recognize our PTSA tonight. They did make a donation in the amount of $1,747.52. The board accepts this appreciation with sincere recognizes this generous gift with sincere appreciation. The donation is from the Farmigo fundraiser last year. Miss Brush, Miss Grant, and Miss Shepherd plan to purchase 3 small mini greenhouses with the donation. Is there anyone from the PTSA here? Yeah, thank you very much. It was a lovely donation, and on behalf of the children, thank you for your efforts. Excellent.
Okay, that brings us to item 10, other business.
I'm going to defer to Dr. Daly for a moment. I would like Dr. Daly to give the community a brief update as to the schedule of fall season field security as per the start of school. If you recall, board, we added some extra security during the summer months when the kids were not in school. Right. Now that the children are back in school.
Mike, correct. We're out there Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 9:30.
Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9:30. Friday, Saturday, 5:30 to 1:30 a.m.
Right.
From 5:30 to 1:30.
Our members of our security team are out there. Again, enforcing permits, making sure the facilities are being used as they are designed. So far, it's working quite well. I'd say, if anything, they're more popular than we maybe imagined. Mm-hmm. But they're being well used by the community.
Definitely. Great. Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, what are we doing on the weekends? Is that just working with the village on it?
We're working with the village. The village's role really hasn't in any way diminished. I think what has happened is our needs have grown beyond what we originally anticipated when we entered into the intermunicipal agreement. They are watching the fields. We do communicate with them regularly. They help us with the parking lot. They help us with any trouble spot areas, but they're not getting out and checking permits and making sure that things are being used as they should. You know, it's again, as I said, it's very popular. People are walking the track. People are walking the track. Not from Babylon, but again, it's a very attractive facility. People like it. It's convenient. And they're not doing any harm to it, which is what it's for.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Daly.
So, I have one more thing. There was a resident who inquired, because of all the wonderful work we're doing throughout the district, if we could hold some kind of special community or concert event, maybe in the later part of the fall near the holidays, to invite the community in to showcase the students, you know, celebrating as musicians, but also to show them the renovations throughout the building, which I thought was a great idea. So I'll be following up on that.
Okay.
Yes.
The items that we obsolete, what are we doing with the textbooks and educational materials? What happens then? They just get tossed?
They do after we exhaust all other outlets. We'll reach out to you know, some of the maybe the private schools in the area, the parochial schools, see if they parents.
Yeah, I just want to throw this out that just today we were asked to donate an item to a school in Louisiana who lost everything due to flooding. So I don't know if that's something, I just want to put that on your radar.
Sure, absolutely.
In case that's something that we can do to help them.
And just to follow the thought, the equipment that we pulled out of the home and careers area, what, are we throwing it away, or are we donating it, or what are we doing?
The equipment items, we have advertised publicly to accept bids.
Okay.
So we, per our policy, we have to exhaust all available opportunities to regain value before items are declared obsolete and or disposed of.
Right.
So we have done that. We haven't gotten any respondents. That's what we typically do for items that may have some value. I can tell you that the items on here, in my opinion, other than scrap value, really are not of, you know, I think much use.
Any other business? Just about that. Board members, trustees. Okay, so that brings us to item 11, representatives of organizations. Please approach the podium and state your name.
Penny Robinson, Mr. Badland Kata 6 PTA president. Very happy to be back at school. As you know, Mom 4, very glad school has started again. Happy to report that our school supply program was a really great success. We have brought up 65% participation in some grades and a 50% increase overall from last year. I want to give a shout out to our custodians who helped us break down the boxes and helped us move some of the stuff around the building over the summer. They were really very, very helpful. As far as our activities in the buildings right now, we're at the stage of having room rents assigned and looking forward to open house next week. We've already had our first event for the year, the Back to School Skate Night, which was a lot of fun, and our membership drive is coming up, mostly at open house night. We invite all the Board of Ed members to join the K-6 PTA. Your support is really important to us. I want to thank the district on behalf of all the students for the additional water stations at the grade school. They're really great. I know that in the third and fourth grade hallway, they've already been used 600 times. The little counter at the top tells you how many times they've been used. I know that a big shout out again to the custodians because I'm sure there's a bit of a water mess to clean up around them as the kids get used to them. But they were a great improvement in the building. And that's it from us. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other representatives from organizations? Library. That is a work study meeting. We will be talking about buildings and grounds for bond issue. So please feel free to join us. And our next meetings after that will be in October because of some of the holidays that come up. Okay. So item 14, do I have a motion to adjourn? Ms. Villerba, Mr. Bensavenga, all those in favor? Motion carries. Thank you.